George Jewelers, Hank speaking.
Hank, is Jason in?
Who's calling?
Bob from RDI.
Hang on, let me, I know he was working on the watch, but hold on.
Sure.
Hey, Bob, what's going on there?
Oh, not a whole lot. How about you?
A little of this, a little of that, nothing too exciting.
Yep. At least it's supposed to get a little bit warmer again.
After this weekend.
We'll see.
The snow's still not melting over here, so I can imagine up by you.
I got about 15, 18 inches on the ground right now. But it's hasn't snowed a couple of days.
And, knock on wood.
Yep.
Last weekend they were thinking we were going to get whacked again, but I think the Carolinas got hit worse than we did. So.
Yeah, I just talked to somebody in the Carolinas, and she says, we get ice and snow all over the place down here.
Yeah.
And, I had heard that we were supposed to have a warm-up, or it was going to get up above normal, up into the 30s, 40s and 50s maybe even. But now I'm looking at the long term, and now it looks like it's only going to be the 30s. So it's still a hell of a lot better.
I mean, that's still a heat wave compared to single digits,
absolutely.
I suppose. So.
Absolutely. But a little disappointing. I was hoping for a nice warm-up to get rid of some of this snow that's laying all over the place. But who knows? Maybe it'll change. Anything that you need?
No. Right now we're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the gold and silver markets because I don't know if you've been following.
Well, that's me. I fucked it up. I fucked up the silver.
Bob, why the hell did you do that? Come on.
I did it. I can tell
you. Drop the ball.
I've been thinking about buying a little bit of silver. Nothing much, a couple thousand dollars type of thing. Just something because I just like playing with stuff like that. So I called up a friend of mine, and he's got a bunch of it in his safe. He says, you want the 1 ounce bars? I said, yeah, sure. Why don't you send me like 20 of them? And I think at the time it was $115.
Right. Mm-hmm. The next day,
less than 12 hours from actually doing the deal.
I know what day you're talking about
because
I contacted my financial advisor. I said, put it all in friggin' silver. I go, since September, since September it's almost quadrupled. I go, why am I making 8% on my stuff when I could be, quadrupling my money in a quarter? I go, put it all in silver. He sends me the DocuSign, and I check spot, and it went from 118 down to, 81 in a day.
Yep.
And I'm like, holy shit, I'm glad I didn't check that box, because I...
holy shit is right. Well, unfortunately for me, it was only like $2,200, so I lost I've lost like $600, so it's not like it's not earth-shattering, but it's just something that...
You know what? Number one, you have the tangible silver, which is worth a lot more than the silver stock.
Yeah.
And number two, if you're looking long-term, that's going to make you rich, but... the AI chips all have silver. The silver stock's going to bounce up. So the story I've gotten is all the guys, all the schleppers that go around buying the scrap from the jewelers, they all sell it to two main refineries in the country who have stopped taking it because it's taking them longer to process the quantities that they've accumulated than the terms of their loans. So now they owe the money back before they get the money out of the metal. So, it's working on slim profit margins, it doesn't make sense to them. So they paused everything so they could process their backlog. So now they're not buying from the schleppers. The schleppers aren't buying from the jewelers. The jewelers don't know if they should buy from the public. It's backed everything up.
Yeah, that sounds completely legit. That's a really good assessment of the situation. I'm still convinced it'll go to 200 probably within a year. I'm not worried about it. And again, it's a couple hundred bucks. It's chump change. And it's funny because the worst part about it, though, is I've been talking about doing this for a year,
and I
didn't do it. I never did it. And then I finally said, you know what? I might as well do it now. And the very next freaking day, that hadn't happened at all in a year. The next day, boy, am I glad I only did a couple thousand. you know?
Exactly. There are people that lost their shirt because they held on too long.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and
that being said, it will bounce back. It probably, you're right, it probably will hit 200 in the foreseeable future.
Yep.
But if you were looking to, to day trade, you picked a bad day.
of all days, though. I mean, it was literally 12 hours later.
And I've been watching it, like, just if you want, hop on Kitco, and I'll tell you what day it was, and you could watch.
It was probably Friday. I think it was Friday.
It was probably Thursday or Friday, and you could watch. It was creeping up for 6 months, not a dip, not like a heart monitor where it's up and down, no peaks and valleys. It's just a slope going up, and then it jumps the cliff that day. Like, it's just a straight vertical drop.
And that's why I said I think I'm going to blame you and me now.
There you go.
And it was funny because as I, after it happened, again, I'm a little thinking about it. It woke me up in the middle of the night because I thought about it. And it was only like a few $100, but you have to think like I think. And I don't make mistakes like that very often. And when I'm looking at a couple of other investment portfolios, I've got most of my money in now. And one's making 12.5% and the other one's making 15%. So I'm doing fine on the big stuff. And it was just like, what the hell, play with a few thousand dollars, see if I can make, a few thousand dollars into $5,000 or $6,000.
Right.
And I said, well, that's why these people get paid to do this shit, and I don't. And I said, I think it was just God telling me, stay out of the fucking metal business.
And that's what it is. You got to have a stomach for that. And if you're not a gambling man, I don't.
No.
Right. Like,
no. This is not me. So I'm done. I got it out of my system. I won't make that mistake again. It only cost me a few $100 so far. And I know that at least I'll get, half of it back no matter what happens. But, again, it's just a few. I don't even want to tell my wife because I've been kicking myself right along for not doing it earlier. And
so,
then the one day when I did it, you do whatever the hell you want. It's your money.
So I just got back from the city, and because I scrapped out whatever we had laying around, and they don't want to touch the silver because, like I said, the silver they have so much of, and the volume backlog on the silver, it's just not worth it.
Stockpiles must look like.
Right, but I dump whatever gold we had. And everybody's saying the same thing. Like, if you got the liquid stock, if you got the liquid assets and you got the balls, now's a great time to grab silver because as soon as these places open up, it's going to bounce back. But I'm like,
Not me either.
I got the bullet.
I stuck that toe in the water and I got toasted.
Exactly. Like, And that's the thing. Like, I remember I had a friend back in, I'm talking 15, 18 years ago that was an IT guy that was trying to talk me into crypto. And, and I remember going, I wish I grabbed that Bitcoin bubble. But then by the time I was thinking about it, that bubble had burst. And, you have to have the constitution for it, and that's not my vibe.
For me, with this, I'm just going to leave it in the safe. It's kind of fun to pull it out and look at it because it's again, tangible. It looks kind of cool, and on the flip side of that thing, years ago I created this. I can actually make you your astrology pendant. I have these discs that I had made.
Okay.
That they actually, I can put right on this disc your exact moment of birth chart. So it's like your horoscope chart.
Like where the stars were aligned when you.
Where everything was on, all the planets and everything. And I was making these 20, 25 years ago, and I had done a bunch of them, and they were going along pretty well. And at the time, I think I was selling them for $49. I think the silver slug cost me about $5 at the time. It's bigger than a quarter, not as big as a half dollar.
Okay.
You remember what a fucking half dollar looks like.
Yeah, right.
It's been a while since I've seen a half dollar in circulation anywhere. But anyways, so these things weigh, I think three of them weigh about an ounce. So they're about a third of an ounce a piece. But I think at the time, I think they cost me like $4 or $5 a piece. And I got a box of them. I got like 40 or 50 of them in there. So it's not like it's a ton, but it's probably, a pound or so of silver. And I look at that, and those, I got maybe into the whole box, I probably got, you know, a couple hundred bucks, and they're worth as much as what I just bought. So,
yeah, right. Way,
you know, so I'm thinking to myself, no matter what, if I average it out, I'll still be okay.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some. That's
right.
You know, it evens
That's
out.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, if there's anything I can do for you guys, let me know.
I appreciate it, Bob.
Have a great
weekend.
All
right. Yep. Always good talking to you. Take
you
care.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye.